All right, it's live. I got 15 minutes. All right, bye. You got me?
Yeah. You know, that warp trap was interesting. I traveled in different dimensions. You know, being here in the 22nd century, I met Captain Picard, Captain Janeway, Captain Sisko. Wow. I saw my own future, and it's not good.
You know, this kind of reminds me of Kevin Harvick after his wreck on Sunday.
Oh,
they said, well, you got to be happy that you got, had those playoff points to protect you. And Kevin Harvick says, I'm not happy about anything right now. So,
well, I hope Ward Burton didn't do it.
Me and the powers that be over at Blog Talk will be having a... certain conversation tomorrow. Yeah, I understand sometimes it's my own fault, but hey, anybody, everybody, we're back on. It was, let's catch up where we left off. Willpower took full of hardware on the podiums as well this year. When all was said and done, Scott Dixon got the title, got the crown. Alexander Rossi ended up second in points, who was chasing him the whole year. Ryan Hunter-Reay ended up fourth in points. Ryan Reay won the final race at Sonoma. Until next year, when we go to Laguna Seca, Joseph Newgarden, last year's champion, finished fifth in points. I got to say that key moment when Mark Andretti rolled over Scott Dixon's car. Remember that?
Portland? Oh, yes.
That was kind of key in the championship points. That's where Scott Dixon was able to hang on to it. Hey, it feels way too early to put a cap on any racing season, but we have a ton of racing to go between NASCAR and HRA, ARCA, and others. A lot to be seen. Who's trading rides? Who's going to go where? New parts of the rules package. I think they need to leave the cars alone, if you ask me. But Indy will kick off again in Florida, St. Petersburg in 2019. And then in their year, like mentioned, at Laguna Seca for a much-anticipated grand finale at the Corkscrew. I know.
Yeah, and
you're...
Yep, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to mention a headline I saw on Sunday on an internet search. They said, goodbye wine, hello lettuce. What a great headline.
It took me a second to make sense of that, but...
Yep.
What's so funny about that, too, is that there's a few drivers named Kale.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Didn't think about that.
Hey, the NHRA kicked off their sixth event showdowns at Maple Grove, Pennsylvania. Steve Torrence took the top final, where he's been dominant all year in the point lead. But J.R. Todd assumed the funny car points. Courtney the Force. I am so disappointed but that's what she gets for being married to Graham Bell from the Indy series. So until she's back on the market, who cares? But yeah, mm-hmm. she was eliminated early in that first of the final six events. Courtney Zafiris held the points by a large margin almost all summer. She seemed to be bulletproof, but when the showdown rolls around and the points get condensed, it's the ultimate reset button. Papa John outnumbered Courtney. Papa John outnumbered Brittany. And he's still in the ninth place in point. But it's really anybody's game with the five events to go. It's extremely tight there. Tanner Gray walked away with the lead in pro stock, but it's another tight field. Except Bo Butner. It's a funny name. It's kind of like Turd Ferguson.
Yeah.
And then Rob McGahey, who threw his fit and paid $1,000 each to have Erica Anders and Jed Coughlin's engines confiscated and taken apart because he said they were cheating. He's 10th, and he'll be eliminated from any contention for the title soon. Pro Bike is led by Andrew Krawick. And Hector Rana is in second. Savoie, you know, his voice is spelled like Savoy's.
Okay, Sarah, whatever will be okay.
Case of rum? Get that bitch over here right now. I want some rum. So yeah, Eddie Krawick leads Pro Bike, Hector Arana in second, Savoie is third, and the couple of the women of horsepower trailed the top 10 in 9th and 10th, Angie Smith in 9th. And veteran Angelo, or I can't believe I screwed that up. Angelo Stampe, or as me and you used to know her, Angel Ceiling. Remember her?
Name is ringing a bell.
She's been racing drag bikes ever since Shirley Muldowney was in top field. NHRA returns for five events to go at Gateway, St. Louis. A lot of people don't realize there's a massive drag NHRA track down there. But this is going to be another striker in the points. It's a different kind of track. It's a lot bumpier. It's a lot different. You know, due to the screw-ups and time constraints because of the malfunctions, I wanted to get the whole thing about updates on the force-fed truck, but who cares?
Oh,
hey, what about that new 10-minute NFL rule in overtime? And the couple of ties that it's created.
Oh God, that's nothing. It's nothing new. It's been there for a while, but you know, I wish that they would get rid of them once and for all. But it can mix things up, I guess. I just wish that they would do what they do in college football. Period. You know, and I
Which
literally just. Well, you know, you keep playing until there's a winner. So,
I like that idea better.
You know, and two, the other thing, maybe that deal about the first one, if you get a touchdown, you win. You know, if you kick the field goal, you got the 3 points, defense holds the offensive team to nothing, you still win. The only thing I don't like about their rule since they started a while back was just that deal about that touchdown rule, but you know, or else just go back to the old way.
All right, let's roll. Monster Trucks, it's coming up soon. It's going to be my only lifeblood. Maybe some Snowcross and whatever. They got that new truck called Shark Shriek.
Hmm.
Like Shark Week.
Okay.
It looks like a shark.
Hmm.
And they don't get too risky with it. They don't put it on the edge. But, God, that thing is beautiful. Definitely
you know what they really need?
Favorite.
You know what? If they got Truckosaurus, they need a giant hybrid to fight them. That's what they need.
They probably create rules to make that lame, too. All right, let's go final laps. I don't... Unfortunately, because of circumstances, this sucks.
Yeah.
Final laps, five to go. What sucks worse, the new Carrie Underwood Sunday Night Football song, or the awkward shots they keep showing of Danica at the Green Bay games?
Oh, sorry, people. I live in Minneapolis, so... I'm going to say right now, Carrie Underwood sucks more than Danica Patrick. Go on. We could have a whole show about what I just said.
I'd rather watch Carrie Underwood singing that horrible song that it sounds like they threw together in 30 seconds. Carrie Underwood's so much better looking than Danica. Sorry. And, as far as Ironica or Rodan or whatever you want to call her.
Rodan.
I'll go with Carrie Underwood. Four to go. Ernie and Bert. Why do they keep talking about it?
Nothing new. People have made fun of it for a while around me. Just like kids be kids. Enjoy it. Because, sorry, people. Anytime I've ever babysitted any little kid and they like Sesame Street, I'm in a good mood. Leave Bert and Ernie alone and let people be people.
They never defined Big Bird's female or male.
I never thought about it one way or another, but Big Bird on Weekend Update on SNL, Big Bird I want to have as our president, period. So... take that.
Now, Mr. Snuffleupagus, I'm sure that dude could do a massive job orally, but that's just whatever. What racing in Minnesota is the worst to lose? The State Fair, the Downtown Grand Prix, Raceway Park?
Oh, I'm going to say Raceway Park. It was just one of them things, people would just see it there, right there on the highway. Is that Highway 13? Going to Valley Fair and everything, and everybody heard of it. Not everybody went there, but everybody knew it. So it was a cool little landmark. So I'm going to say Raceway Park.
It's actually Highway 101. It's
oh,
right
it is
after
101.
Right after the 13 split.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm going to announce, hate to tell a bunch of you people, posting pictures of Richard Petty from the car show in Savage. That was the King impersonator, Ron Hill. Sorry. Didn't mean to piss on your parade. Victory Lane goes out to the fact that I found out my daughter's going back to Boston in March. Hopefully the damn Nor'easters stay away. And that's going to be awesome. So with that, wherever you go, get there fast. For Capitan Kurt, I'm Crew Chief Q. And we are Checkers or Wreckers, brought to you by Speedway Anywhere. Every Monday or Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, and, of course, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. Tune in as the season winds down for winter motorsports, and we will, of course, be putting up whatever we can get our hands on. Snowmobiles, monster trucks, maybe some motocross. I don't know. We just make it up as we go along.
So, yep.
So for Captain Kurt and
Bert and Ernie.
Well, that's
Big
your
Bird.
Choice. You know, there was that episode where Ernie kept on saying, "It's okay if you eat crackers in my bed, Bert."
Well, so.
We all got to make sacrifices. All right, we're going to take you out with some Meltdown, and we will talk Tuesday. Monday or Tuesday.
All right. Rock on.